Hello, Pastor Deborah here again. And we are again in another wonderful part from the School of Light, a true story of my, Pastor Deborah's, spiritual transformation from being Jan to being Pastor Deborah. This comes in the Kingdom of Agape Love, volume number one on the website of www.agapelovishere.org. This is story number 28 called It's Time. That was the word that I got from God when it was time for the death of Jan and the resurrection of Pastor Deborah. And this is a true story. I went through it, and then God got me up many nights to write it through me. And we're going to continue. This is going to be episode number 16 of story number 28. You can read it, as I said, on the website in the volume up there at the very top of the Kingdom of Agape Love, volume 1. I'm going to get to volume 2 after I finish volume 1. But right now we're working through this called It's Time. And we're going to pick up where I left off and how my transformation from Jan to Deborah had to proceed. I was in the King James Bible, the authorized one. We were working through some scriptures that had to help me understand about putting new wine into a new bottle. You could not put new wine into your old identity. It would burst. You cannot really sew new cloth onto old ragged clothes because it would tear. I had to learn that to get new ideas, new thoughts, new light. You must be a new spiritual person. And I had to become it. We're going to pick up in verses Luke 5. 36 through 29. But before we begin that, let's open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, God of all life, the God of the kingdom of heaven, we thank you that your heart's desire is to transform us and to take us from what we were here on this horrible planet and create in us a new heart, a new identity, a new spirit, so that you can pour your light, your truth, your knowledge, your wisdom, your gifts into us as a new creature in you. Help us to understand the death of our old us and the resurrection of our spirit and our soul inside the dirt body. Help us every way you can. And we thank you for loving us through all the eons and the ages, from the very beginning, even when our forefathers messed up, Adam and woman in the garden. Thank you for never leaving us and always having your everlasting covenant of Genesis 1, 26 through 28, always following us, and always having ready Isaiah 60, 61 and 62. For us, thank you for always loving your offspring, your children, all of humanity. Amen. All right, let's begin. In other videos, you'll read about the Genesis 1, 26 through 28. It's where we got our dominion to be kings and rulers and leaders, and our condition and what needed to happen to us that God prophesied through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 60, 61, and 62. Those are worth studying. Those have been my foundation. But here in Luke 5, 36 through 39, we're going to learn more about us from a guy named Jesus. Verse 36, and Jesus spoke a parable unto them. No man puts a piece of new garment, a spiritual identity, a heart and mind, upon an old. If you do, then both the new spiritual identity will make a tear and that peace that was taken out, the old man of the flesh, will be taken out. And the new spiritual identity will not agree with it. You will have confusion. And you will have issues. You may pray to a God, but your soul will not let anything happen. Maybe you pray in ignorance and you don't even know that. So we need a whole new spiritual identity and a whole new soul. Deborah, that was me, said nothing of this to this lady I was talking to in Walmart named Miss Hazel. About I was a new creature in Christ, so to speak, a new identity. I said nothing. Kept my mouth shut. I do that a lot. You'll hear me saying nothing out in the open. Satan's attempt again failed to bring Jan up from the grave, up from death. Then when none of these attempts were working to Satan's success, Pastor Deborah received an advertisement in the mail. Verse number 37. And no man spiritually puts new wine, that's new truth or knowledge or spiritual revelations, into old bottles. The old spiritual identity, the old man of the flesh, or else the new wine, the new truth, the new knowledge, the spiritual identity will burst. Destroy the bottles. You might have mental health issues, confusion going on. Yeah, that happens. The new spiritual heart and mind of a spiritual man, and all of that knowledge and truth will be spilled and wasted, unprofitable, thrown away, of no use. And the bottles, the new spiritual heart and mind, shall perish, belonging and destroyed for lack of the new wine, the new truth, the new spiritual revelations, the new spiritual identity of the resurrection in God. I see that a lot as a mental health counselor, mental problems, depression, not believing what people tell you or what you see, sticking with the old, staying in a cult, believing maybe what the news tells you. You have to be careful. You need a new spirit, a new mind, new truth that will overcome your soul. And you'll go, aha, I was lied to. I know the truth now. Verse 38. But new wine, new truth, new knowledge, the new spiritual revelations, the new spiritual identity of you, which happened to be Pastor Deborah, of my new spiritual identity must be put into a new bottle, a new spiritual heart, new mind, and then both the new wine, the words, the knowledge, the truth, and the new spirit, the heart, are preserved. Both the new wine, the new truth, the new knowledge, the new revelations, and the new spirit, and they will transform the soul in and by agape love. Your whole thought processes, what you thought important, might change. Depression is lifted. Heaviness is gone. You see your eternal purposes now. You're willing to stand and fight against culture, tradition, maybe even your religion, your family, and hold on to something that they can't see yet and don't have knowledge of. Verse 39. No man, also having drunk, tasted, ingested, lived from, and out of the old wine, the old knowledge of the flesh, our five senses, the old truth of identity, the old man of the carnal world, the elementary revelations, that we only know at that level. Well, something happens. Immediately, spiritually, desires new wine. When you get newness of spirit and the old has passed away, you want something new. You believe new things, eternal things, things look different. You can look and see what's really going on. You become a new spiritual creature, created in and through agape love by God's own spirit at his word that he has sent forth. Isaiah 60, 61, 62 becomes fulfilled in your life. Genesis 1, 26 through 28 can now be given to you, all dominion on earth. You find your eternal purposes. You find your mate. You find your love. You find your place in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 39. No man, also having drunk, ingested, tasted, lifted, and lived from and out of the old wine, the old knowledge of the flesh, the old truths of identity, the old man of the carnal world, the elementary revelations, he won't desire them anymore, won't believe them, won't follow them. He will want new spiritual wine. Be around those people who can serve it to him. He'll want new truth, new knowledge, a new spiritual identity. But some want that to control others. But they desire still to stay as they are in their carnal flesh identity of a baby, still desiring to be a friend of the world and still desiring to have other gods before the one true God. For we are told by him, the one true God, that the old wine, the old truths of the past, the traditions of our forefathers, of our denominations, the culture needs to change within us. I used to be a believer of Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. No more. Culture, tradition, family stuff, I broke free of it when I got the new revelation that that was culture and tradition, not of the kingdom of heaven, and not truth. You'll start asking, what's wrong with having fun, following tradition and culture? Can't I break the law and have a better life? Break into somebody's country, steal their goods? What's wrong with that? Don't they want me to have a better life than where I was? What's wrong with the music? Why can't I just do what I want? It's no one else's business. Are not I supposed to be enjoying everyday life, having financial prosperity, have a legacy, my right, follow my culture, my ancestors? What's wrong with all of that? That's a good question. That's better than this new stuff, this new wine and truths and knowledge and revelations. I like the ignorance and the darkness, the old wine. I'm just fine like I am. Many people stay there. They might get a truth and repel it. And they are afraid to step out. Pastor Deborah was never afraid. Something I knew had to happen. The old me, Jan, had to die. I didn't know how to do it, but God helped me. And you're going to have to do it if you want to grow and become all this God of the kingdom of heaven wants you to be. This is just Pastor Deborah's story. Many people have the same event happen slowly, much more slowly than Pastor Deborah did, through events. Sometimes it doesn't happen until death. And then you're a baby and you have to be taught and learned. Others get it through relationships. They seek, and then they find. So you be encouraged through Pastor Deborah's story. There's more to life, more truths and knowledge, and doors to be opened, paths to walk. We're waiting for you to find your way to the light. All right, I'll see you next time on the next part, and we'll pick up with Pastor Deborah's story called It's Time, as she continues to tell you her personal story of spiritual transformation from Jan, an evil, wicked creature identity of the flesh, to Pastor Deborah, a resurrected spirit with eternal purposes, eternal family, eternal goals, new wine, new knowledge, new truths. You come back again to the next episode, and that should be episode number 17, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.